Hello?
Hey, Rogers. This is Sam. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hey, thanks for taking a moment. We are here at Cornerstone Church, and our congregation has just seen a couple of minutes of some pictures with you and your Christy Bell there, and it's a little bit emotional here, as you might imagine. But first of all, we want to just tell you that we love you, and we're going to join you and others who are continuing to pray for your family. And Rogers, if you don't mind, I'd just like to ask you a couple of questions.
Sure,
and the first one is, how has what you've gone through just impacted your relationship with Jesus? You know, as Christians, we talk about our faith, but sometimes we go through these hurts and these trials. And talk to me about that a little bit, if you would.
Oh, boy. I one of the first verses that we memorized when we first made our commitment to Christ in college was that little verse that says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you." And I remember discussing that, you know, that God is preparing a place for us as young believers and young people. And gosh, right when you get to it, it's a little different real. And I think just having verses like that tucked away that you knew they would be important to you, and you thought they were kind of theologically good, or, you know, they gave you some strength. But when you're right there in the middle of it and you're on the precipice of the cliff, God steps in and gives you a different kind of peace, and it really helps your heart not be troubled. I think that's what we really are learning, Sam.
Well, thank you, Rogers. That's a powerful message for all of us. Now, Rogers, we're starting a new series today called Love Is, and now we're kind of looking at what the Bible says love is compared to what we hear in our culture today, and maybe from Hollywood or with some of the country music or pop songs that you hear. Tell us, Roger, what has this experience been teaching you and Christy about what love is?
Well, we were lying there a couple nights ago, and sometimes she's very lucid, and other times, you know, she's confused, and she's really just not with me. But we were lying there, and usually before we would go to sleep, or, you know, before we'd hang up the phone, somebody'd say, "Well, I love you." And the response has always been, you know, for 35 years, "I love you more." So when she says, "I love you," I respond, "I love you more." If I say, "I love you," she responds, "I love you more." And I was laying there and I was thinking, you know, that's really what it's been all about. You know, the pursuit of more, trying to outgive your mate, trying to outlove them, to outhope them, outbelieve them, outendure them. And I think, you know, that's what's been fun for us. I mean, we've had 5 kids. We've traveled the world. We've had lots of successes and lots of great opportunities. And it's all kind of stemmed from, you know, that little refrain, you know, "I love you more," and trying to love more. And I think, Sam, too, you know, most men love their wives to what I call a black line, just to a point. They're pretty. They appreciate them. They cook for them. You know, they can be fun with them, but they just stay right there, and they never really love them. You know, like the scriptures say, to love your wife as your own body, or to love your wife as Christ loved the church. And those are pursuits of more. They take you way across that line of what the country song might say, or the marketing blitz of love. And I think that, you know, we, even in these times, she said a couple of times, you know, she'd complain about something. And she'd say, "I don't mean to be complaining." And I'm sitting there thinking, my goodness. And she says, "Well, I just don't want you to hear me complain." And that's that pursuit of more. That's the pursuit of, you know, trying to get further with God, further with each other. You know, hope all things, believe all things, and now for sure endure all things.
Roger, again, some tremendous insights. And, you know, in addition to folks out here in their chairs, you know, listening to this, some have come to the altar just to be praying as you're speaking. And we feel like God's working. And I want to thank you for opening yourselves up in this difficult time to share what you're learning. Roger's my final maybe question or kind of open-ended. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us in this group here? We've got a couple hundred folks here who have braved a snowy, cold day to come in. And is there anything else that you would like to share? And have there been any kind of memories or moments over these last 3 years that were kind of touching that you're going to take with you regardless of the outcome? Maybe you would share a story with us as we close out.
Right. I guess my encouragement, you know, to all the men in the audience is to love more, give more, go further than you ever thought you could go, be more patient, be more kind, try harder to understand, try to listen, because the rewards for that are just so huge. I mean, that's just huge. And then I think the one memory that'll always stay there is I was a couple weeks ago, I was really upset, and I'd been upset for doggone it, Sam. I'd been upset for 3 days. You know, couldn't quit crying. Would wake up at night just very, very agitated and upset. And so I'm kneeling beside her bed. She's in the bed there, and I'm kneeling there, and I'm praying for her, and you know, asking God to do something miraculous. And she's got big old eyes, big old Tweety Bird eyes, and those eyes popped open. She said, "What are you crying for?" And I said, "I'm so upset over you. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry." And I was. She said, "Don't be a martyr. I'm going to be fine. We're going to be fine. God's got this." And then back to sleep. Well, I kind of got up and dusted myself off and said, "You know, we are going to be fine. God's going to do this. And God's going to continue to hold her hand and usher her in to her reward. And my hand as we move."
Roger, I can't tell you on behalf of all of us how, you know, this has touched us. And I believe that many of us will, because we see your pictures up on the screen now, we'll be praying for you today and this week and for a long time to come. And so thank you for taking a moment to share with us.
Sam, thank you, and thank you all for being the community of God. I just appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Roger.
Bye.
Let's pray as the worship team comes back up. Heavenly Father, as we think about Rogers and Christy Bell and what they're facing right now, we do join together with those who are here this morning to lift them up in our prayers. We would still, Father, pray for a miraculous physical touch. And Lord, if you decide to give her ultimate healing and take her home with you, Lord, we will rejoice that they have been a blessing to so many. We pray for their 5 children. Pray, Father, that you would continue to draw others to you through their testimony that is so far removed from what many of us think about when we think about love. Pray that you would continue to speak to us tonight in Jesus' name. Amen.